Codex CLI 5.4 is OpenAI's open-source terminal coding agent powered by the GPT-5.4 Codex model. It earns a 74.9% SWE bench verified score, runs in any shell or CI environment, and handles sandboxed multi-file edits without an IDE. For async automation and DevOps pipelines, it is the strongest terminal-native agent available in mid-2026. For interactive pair programming in an IDE, it is the wrong tool. Most reviews of Codex CLI lead with the SWE bench number. That is the wrong frame. The real differentiator is the approval-gated sandboxing architecture. Bubble wrap on Linux, an Apple sandbox profile on macOS, and network access off by default. Every other terminal coding agent reviewed in 2026 can be turned into an unintended RMRF slash machine by a malformed instruction or a prompt injection in a repo file. Codex CLI v0.1330 plus adds managed requirements. TOML, an admin-enforced policy that developers cannot override locally, making it the only CLI agent with enterprise governance baked into the runtime rather than bolted on as an afterthought. That matters more than a benchmark position. What Codex CLI 5.4 does well: 1. Terminal native, editor agnostic execution. Codex CLI runs in any POSIX shell, TMUX session, SSH connection, or CI runner. It reads and edits files in the current working directory, executes shell commands, and commits diffs without touching a GUI. Codex CLI is a coding agent from OpenAI that runs locally on your computer. GitHub, retrieved 2026-5-13. This is not a minor convenience. It means you can delegate coding work over an SSH connection to a remote development server, inside a GitHub Actions runner, or on a headless build box where Cursor or VS Code are simply not installable. Real example: a team runs Codex, add OpenTelemetry spans to all public methods in src/api/ from a GitHub Actions job on every feature branch. Codex reads the directory, applies the edits in a bubble wrap sandbox, runs the project test suite, and exits with a non-zero code if tests fail, all without any developer present. The PR is generated, reviewed, and merged manually. The agent never had network access, so it could not exfiltrate context. 2. GPT-5.4 Codex produces cleaner diffs than base GPT-5. The model is not just GPT-5 with a prompt. OpenAI describes GPT-5.4 Codex as specifically trained for long-running agentic coding tasks via RLHF alignment on real-world code edits, patch formatting, and iterative test fix loops. OpenAI changelog, retrieved 2026-5-13. In practice, this produces more minimal diffs, fewer unnecessary whitespace changes, fewer rewrites of code it was not asked to touch, which lowers reviewer burden in PR-gated pipelines. It also handles iterative retries. If a command fails, the model reads the error output and adjusts the next action rather than repeating the same broken invocation. 3. MCP server and subagent support. Codex CLI supports MCP tools, retrieved 2026-5-13, meaning you can attach a GitHub MCP server, a Jira MCP server, or a custom internal tool registry to a Codex session. Subagent support, spawning parallel child tasks, enables batch workflows. One orchestrator agent issues 10 file-specific refactor tasks simultaneously, each running in its own sandboxed environment. This is the pattern that makes Codex CLI competitive for monorepo work. A single orchestrator run that fans out to parallel sandboxed workers is dramatically faster than a sequential single-threaded CLI agent. 4. Managed enterprise governance requirements. TOML v0.1330 lets enterprise admins push policies to developer machines, enforcing sandbox mode, restricting which MCP servers users can enable, requiring approval for shell commands above a certain risk level, and disabling web search mode. OpenAI Enterprise Managed Configuration, retrieved 2026-5-26. The Compliance API exports activity logs for SIEM and eDiscovery. This is table stakes for regulated industries, and Codex CLI is the only open-source terminal agent with this primitive as a first-class feature in mid-2026. 5. OpenAI Ecosystem Integration. Codex CLI plugs directly into ChatGPT plans, plus Pro Business for authentication, into the Responses API for programmatic orchestration, and into the broader OpenAI Agents SDK for building custom agent harnesses. If your organization already runs on ChatGPT Enterprise, the identity, billing, audit, and RBAC controls extend to Codex CLI sessions without additional vendor relationships. Where Codex CLI 5.4 breaks interactive pair programming. Codex CLI is not a real-time IDE copilot. It does not provide inline completions, cursor position aware suggestions, or live visual diff previews. If the core workflow is type code, get a suggestion, accept or reject at the character level, use cursor, copilot, or continue. Codex CLI's latency model is not optimized for sub-second interactive feedback. Tasks requiring full repo semantic understanding. Codex CLI operates on the current working directory. For tasks requiring IDE-style whole codebase indexing, semantic jump to definition, cross-repo symbol resolution, or language server-level refactoring, Cursor Composer 2's IDE integration produces better results because it has access to the editor's language server context. Non-GitHub cloud workflows. Codex Cloud requires GitHub cloud-hosted repositories. Retrieve 2026-526. If your codebase is on self-hosted GitLab, Bitbucket, or an internal forge without cloud access, Codex Cloud features are unavailable. You can still use Codex CLI locally, but the async cloud sandbox features that enable fire and forget delegation do not work on non-GitHub remotes. Prompt injection from repo files. Like all CLI agents that read local files, Codex CLI can be influenced by malicious strings in code comments, readme files, or config files. A compromised dependency with an agent's MD-style instruction planted in its source directory can redirect agent behavior. Mitigation. Pin to approved dependency versions before agent runs and use network off sandbox mode by default. Long code review and explanation tasks. For tasks that are primarily comprehension rather than mutation, explain this 3,000-line file. Review this PR for security issues. Summarize what this service does. Claude Code's 200K token context and citation tooling produce more grounded, traceable output. The Codex Mini latest model's 192K context is competitive, but Claude's explanation quality on unfamiliar codebases has a measurable edge in community comparisons and Xcode. EO comparison, retrieved 2026-513. Setup walkthrough, Codex CLI 5.4 in 10 steps. Step 1, install Node 20 plus Codex CLI requires Node, JS 20 or later. Verify with Node version. Step 2, install Codex CLI globally. Step 3, authenticate with OpenAI. This opens a browser window to authorize your ChatGPT account, plus Pro Business, or prompts for an API key. API key auth unlocks programmatic use without a browser. Step 4, verify the installation. Step 5, create an agents. MD file in your repo create agents. MD at the repo root. This is read before every Codex session and sets repo level instructions, preferred style, forbidden commands, test requirements, and review gates. Step 6, run your first task in suggest mode. Suggest mode shows proposed changes without applying them. Confirm or reject interactively. Step 7, enable sandbox mode for automated run. Sandbox enforces Bubble Wrap Linux or Apple Sandbox macOS isolation. Approval mode auto applies low-risk changes without prompting. It pauses for destructive commands like file deletion. Step 8, attach an MCP server, optional for GitHub integration, add to slash, codex slash config, JSON. Step 9, set up managed requirements, TAML for Teams Enterprise, create a requirements, TAML that admins push to developer machines via MDM or .files. Step 10, add codex to a GitHub Actions workflow real-world workflow examples example 1. Batch dependency upgrade across a monorepo. A team needs to migrate from Axios 0x to 1x across 34 service packages. Rather than updating each manually, they run. Codex fans out to subagents, one per package, applies changes in isolated sandboxes, and returns a summary with pass-fail counts. Packages that fail tests are left unmodified with an explanation log. Total time, 12 minutes for a 34-package monorepo versus an estimated 6 hours manual. Developer reviews the generated PR diff and the test summary before merging. Example 2, automated security lint on every PR in GitHub Actions, Codex runs as a review agent on open PRs. Output posts to the PR as a comment via the GitHub MCP server. No code is modified. This adds a secondary review layer that catches raw SQL string concatenation and missing output encoding before human review. Example 3. Greenfield feature scaffolding codex reads the spec, inspects existing patterns, scaffolds all files, runs the test suite, and opens a draft PR. Developer time drops from 45 minutes to reviewing a 300-line diff. The key discipline, a detailed agents, MD and spec file are both required. A vague task produces vague output. Codex CLI 5.4 versus Claude Code. The honest 500-word comparison, both are terminal native agents. Both work over SSH. Both support MCP servers. The decision is not about which model is smarter. The Terminal Bench 2 research, retrieved 2026-5-13, demonstrates that no single agent outperforms across all task types. The decision is about ecosystem fit and workflow shape. Choose Codex CLI when your org is OpenAI ChatGPT native and wants single vendor billing and RBAC tasks are async. Batch refactors, automated lint passes, greenfield scaffolding from specs you need requirements. TOML Enterprise Governance Enforcement, your CI/CD pipeline, is GitHub-centric, native PR creation. An update on follow-up reduces integration overhead. You want fine-grained approval modes. Suggest /auto/full auto. With Sandbox, as a first-class safety primitive, choose Claude Code when. Your workflow involves deep MCP server composition. Claude Code's implementation handles complex tool chains and nested agent calls more reliably. Tasks exceed 192K tokens. Claude models support longer context. For large legacy code bases, you need Anthropic's broader API primitives. Computer use, citations, structured output with JSON schema enforcement, your team is building custom harnesses with the full Anthropic SDK explanation and documentation generation is the primary output, not code mutations on cost. Codex Mini Latest. $1.50 input tokens with 75% caching. Claude Code on Haiku 4.5. $0.80 for high volume pipelines, the cost difference is negligible. A typical 520K token task runs 0.015 cents on either. The bigger variable is task specification size. On benchmarks, Codex CLI at 74.9% SWE bench verified termdoc. Com, retrieved 2026-5-13, leads most published rankings. But as the production buyer's guide documents, SWE bench harnesses rarely match production repos. Run both on your own repository with a fixed test suite before committing. Hybrid pattern. Many teams run Codex CLI for automated pipeline tasks and Claude Code for interactive investigation. Both support agents. MD, so per repo instructions transfer without editing. When not to use Codex CLI 5.4, this is where most reviews soft pedal the truth. Codex CLI is not the right choice in these situations, when you need real-time interactive editing. If the core loop is type right arrow suggestion right arrow accept reject right arrow type more, Codex CLI's task-oriented model creates friction. It expects a complete task specification, not a live conversation. Use Cursor, Continue, or GitHub Copilot inline for the interactive editing loop. When the code base is on a non-cloud hosted forge. Codex Cloud features require GitHub Cloud repositories. Self-hosted GitLab or Bitbucket users get local CLI execution only. The async cloud sandbox and PR automation features are unavailable. When your team has no agents, MD discipline. Output quality correlates directly with instruction quality. Teams that vaguely prompt, fix the bug, get vague results. The workflow requires discipline around task specs and diff review. Without it, the tool adds noise. See the AI Coding Agent Supply Chain Threat Atlas for risks from ungoverned agent runs, when cost predictability is critical. Codex runs on a consumption model. A poorly scoped task with many retry loops can consume 10 times expected tokens. Use Codex Max Turns End to cap iteration loops and monitor usage in the OpenAI dashboard before deploying in automated pipelines. Frequently asked questions, what model does Codex CLI 5.4 use? GPT-5.4 Codex, an O3-derived model with 192K context optimized for agentic coding. Also available, GPT-5.1 Codex Mini at $1.50 M input with 75% prompt caching. OpenAI Changelog, retrieved 2026-5-13, does Codex CLI work without an IDE? Yes. It runs in any POSIX shell, TMUX session, SSH connection, or CI runner without a GUI. Codex CLI docs, retrieved 2026-5-13, is Codex CLI free? The CLI is Apache 2 open source. Model access requires a ChatGPT subscription or OpenAI API key. API billing at $1.50 M tokens is usually cheaper than a pro subscription for high-volume pipeline use. How does Codex CLI sandboxing work? Linux, bubble wrap. macOS, Apple sandbox profile. Network off by default. Managed requirements. TOML v01330+, enforces sandbox policy across all developer machines with admin-only override. OpenAI security docs, retrieved 2026-5-26, when should I use Claude Code instead of Codex CLI? When your workflow requires deep MCP server composition, tasks over 192K tokens, or Anthropic's tooling ecosystem, computer use, citations, extended structured output. Choose Codex CLI for OpenAI native workflows, the specific GPT-5.4 Codex diff quality, or the managed enterprise governance model. What to try next? The prompt engineering is becoming harness engineering post covers the transition from one-off prompts to durable, reviewable workflows with agents, MD and approval gates. For the IDE first comparison, the Codex CLI versus Cursor Composer 2 breakdown gives the persona-based decision matrix. For a structured path to production agent pipelines, Course/OpenAI Agents SDK Mastery covers the full stack. Responses API, subagents, MCP tools, approval flows, and audit export, with hands-on labs using Codex CLI as the execution runtime.